Energy independence was another issue of last night's debate. One way to reduce American dependence on foreign oil might be nuclear power. That raises lots of environmental and not-in-my-backyard concerns. It's a debate that's been going on in Germany for some time, and as Kyle James reports, many of the issues raised there would be familiar to Americans.
Yes, the
Carsten Hinrichsen shows off the circuitry and the wind turbine he erected in his village of Brockdorf, near Germany's North Sea coast. This longtime activist says it generates enough power for about 300 of the village's 1,000 residents. He says Germany needs more renewable sources of energy like these, and that it needs to shut down the fenced compound located some 300 yards away, the Brockdorf nuclear power station.
If there will be a big accident, we have to leave this country. Maybe you get cancer too, but for many generations, this land cannot be used by persons because it's wasted.
Hinrichsen has devoted nearly three decades to the anti-nuclear fight, and in 2000, it appeared his efforts had paid off. The government agreed on a plan to phase out Germany's nuclear plants by 2021. But just 8 years after the phase-out law was enacted, German attitudes about atomic energy are shifting, and politicians are increasingly calling for the phase-out law to be overturned. That would shatter Hinrichsen's dreams of a nuclear-free Germany. At the Brockdorf reactor, visitors are scanned for contamination. This plant was once the site of Germany's biggest anti-nuclear demonstrations, but now plant officials say only a handful of protesters show up, about once a month. Dieter Marx is the director of an atomic energy industry group. He says Germans are still more suspicious of nuclear power than most other Europeans, but he adds that new concerns about rising energy costs are changing minds.
For years, even decades, we've had a very emotional debate. But now the debate is centered on the facts. Nuclear power is a very cheap form of energy, and people these days are complaining about high prices. Nuclear power also ensures we have a secure energy supply.
In a recent survey, 54% of Germans wanted to allow nuclear power plants to operate longer than the phase-out law foresees. That's up from 40% just 6 months ago. The trend is likely to continue as Russia becomes more and more assertive. Russia is a big energy supplier for Germany. And the climate is playing a role. Jean Rubner wrote a book on energy in Germany. She says the anti-nuclear movement has largely been based on worries about radiation harming the environment. That concern is now being pushed aside by another ecological danger, CO2.
German angst, yeah. It seems like our society needs something to be afraid of. And yeah, it has been nuclear for a long time. If we project our fears on climate change, then nuclear will be more or less okay.
A new German attitude toward nuclear power would put the country in line with other large industrialized nations. France gets almost 80% of its electricity from nuclear. Finland is building a fifth reactor. At a summit of G8 leaders this summer, Germany's nuclear exit plans left it isolated. Back in Brockdorf, Egon Block says he's glad opinions are changing. He was the mayor for 38 years and says he never understood German opposition to atomic energy. The nuclear power plant next door hasn't worried most Brockdorf residents. In fact, he adds, many consider it a savior.
This whole area used to be the poorhouse of the state. Then the nuclear power plant came and clearly helped our economy. It provided jobs for the whole region. It was a good thing then, and it's a good thing now.
He points to the large skating rink down the road that revenue from the power plant made possible. Its roof is covered with solar panels, which he says shows Germany's still committed to developing renewable energy sources. But nuclear provides more than a fifth of Germany's electricity, and he says that means the country simply can't afford to shut down its reactors now. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James.